This is TWiT.
So I read a great article which made me feel a lot better about GDPR. I have such mixed feelings about GDPR. On the one hand, this general data protection regulation that the EU put into law 2 years ago, but now is actually going to go into effect on Friday, does things that everybody would agree are good. For instance, requires companies that have a data breach to disclose within 72 hours. I mean, really fast. And also puts some real teeth into those laws. These regulations have existed, but there was no enforcement in the past. Now there will be. In fact, this is a really good example of what happens if you make a law or you make a regulation. What was the What was the name of the privacy regulation, Patrick? That it's been in effect for a year or two.
I'm not sure which one you can't remember the name of it. I mean, there are things like the right to be forgotten.
No, not that. But there's a general privacy regulation that effectively was GDPR but had no teeth and has been in place for a while. I'll look it up. In any event, the EU decided, well, we've got to have some, you know, if this is going to work, we've got to have a significant penalty. And the penalty is fairly significant, as much as 20 million euros, or 4% of your global revenue, whichever is higher. That's enough even to scare a big company like Google or Facebook. Clearly, it's intended for them. Some things I think I'm in favor of. Then there are other things that I think a lot of people are very worried about, that compliance will be difficult. I read a good article. This is Jacques Mattei, I think you pronounce it. He wrote a piece on his blog called GDPR Hysteria, which calmed me down a lot. He said, you know,
it's in here, Leo. It's the European Data Privacy Directive.
That was
the previous one.
Which was kind of a first attempt, but didn't do anything because it had no teeth. So he's pointing out, look, this isn't going to happen overnight. You're going to get, if you're out of compliance, you're going to get a warning. That's the maximum fine. There may not be a fine at all if you fix it. I am in favor of privacy. But I think also here in the States, a lot of people say, how dare the EU tell us how to run our business?
Well, they're not. They're telling you that that's what you have to do if you have customers in the EU. They could perfectly make two different sets of rules and settings, one for the EU customers and one for the US customers. Now, of course, it would get interesting reactions from the US customers and the press, I'm guessing, because the EU customers would have settings and rights to delete their data, portability of their data, downloading what you have used on their network. And magically, the U.S. customers wouldn't. So
actually, for a while, we thought Facebook might do that. They might implement it just for EU customers. They said then later, no, we're going to implement it for everybody. In fact, it's great. You can download your Facebook data now. You can delete your Facebook data now if you want. That's a good thing.
Yeah. It's the power of government. Yes, government is sometimes overbearing and cumbersome, but sometimes you need it because it's the only entity that can have some kind of influence on other more, you know, very potent entities like some huge companies.
Yeah.
And I do think that, I mean, Europeans have always been more concerned with all of these issues than the Americans for a couple of reasons. Historically, we have more genuine concern about all of this and the way our data is used. And of course, those big companies are usually not in the EU. So we have an easier time looking at them and saying, oh, these.
Right. The subtext of all of this is, oh, here comes the EU after successful American companies again.
Yeah, but no one is saying that what is being required of those companies is completely unreasonable.
No, not at all.
Especially
in fact,
for the big ones, right? Yeah. It's things that really they should have implemented themselves a long time ago. And I went off on a tiny, tiny rant on Twitter because after the 25th email I received from one of those companies saying, at company X, we value your privacy. And this is why we're
all
doing
of a
this
sudden.
If you valued our privacy, you wouldn't have waited until the law obliged you to do these things to put them into place. You know, they, like, I would have preferred that some of them would say, hey, so the GDPR is coming into law and it requires this and this, or so we're making these modifications. You didn't have to put that you know, hypocritical PR spin to it, mm-hmm. saying, well, of course they did have to do it because that's how they work, but it's a little bit frustrating. But it's, you know, I understand the concerns. And again, I think it's good to ask and discuss them. But overall, I have a hard time justifying a full criticism of this GDPR ensemble of requirements. It yeah. seems like things that should have been put into place maybe earlier. And I have to admit that myself, I might have been a little bit skeptical about all of it until a couple of years ago. But I think now it's clear to everyone in Europe that it's needed. And I'm guessing in the US, most people agree.